Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
In 5, 4. Dude, you know what makes me nervous is when you're on like film sets and they stop counting and they just point at you like in 5, 4, and then we're live. Did it? Just feels very newsy. And welcome back to Channel 3, San Diego.
Have you done local news for shows?
I have.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, it's terrible because they Google your name 5 minutes before you show up.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, Michael Klein? Blau Klein. It says here you have made people laugh in a retirement home.
Yeah. And they say some outlandish shit and then they just stop talking and they look at you like, you fill the time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, no, Nick, you fill the time.
Yeah. And then they're like, we're going to post it on our YouTube later if you want to share that. No.
I'm not going to share it. You know why? Because I didn't care about this interview. It's 6 in the morning. This is going to sell no tickets.
Right.
Why am I here?
That's hilarious.
I hate the person above the studio. I hate them.
So loud.
I hate them. The thing is, I hate them.
Just put softer things on your... Why do all chairs not just have soft-ass Tempur-Pedic pads on the bottom? Dude, why shouldn't it just be a little scoot-scoot? Why is it... My parents' house do it too. You pull a chair...
Yeah, and especially when they're heavy. Why do chairs need to be that heavy?
No. All chairs. Stupid.
All chairs.
What do you want to talk about? Your dog eating weed or my sex dream first?
Dude, we... Hold on.
Same time?
Yeah. Okay. So... Oh, I thought you were going to start. That'd be really funny.
It was like that Roy Scovel on Conan.
God, that's so good. Okay. Well, I mean, dude, listen. The people want to hear about your sex dream, dude. People want to hear about the dog thing, but more so about who you nutting on.
Who you nutting on? Well, as you guys know, I do have a girlfriend with the interview coming up soon. Very soon. 3,000 Patreons. Very close.
Very close.
Tell a friend. It's going to be interesting. She is nervous to do it.
She should be.
Yeah. Well, I'm nervous to do it too because I almost feel like it's going to be an interview you asking me and her at the same time.
100%. I'm going to be dressed like a lawyer. I'm going to be the Lincoln lawyer.
Just
I'm
dressed like a divorce briefcase. Attorney. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know how it's going to go. Because like with Gabe, it's like we know Gabe pretty well and Gabe knows us very well in the podcast world. But like this is me at work essentially. Uh-huh. So she's going to be like, so what do you guys do up here? Do we just sit?
So where do I? Sorry,
she's actually a really intelligent woman, but
she's pretty stupid.
Book smart, street dumb.
I think she'd agree on that. Yeah, first of all, I'm just joking. She's a very intelligent woman, but isn't it? You find that a lot when someone is like remarkably intelligent, and then like they're like, "How do I walk?" And you're like, "What?
I don't know how to walk." I think I'm street smart, but not book smart.
100%.
So
I can barely read.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. But anyway, so a lot of you know I have the lady friend of mine. But for whatever reason, I woke up like before my alarm this morning, and it's always a gray area when you wake up before your alarm. You like look around the room. You're like, am I about to get murdered? Why am I up here? What's going on? Is somebody after me? And then you kind of like you either go back to sleep or you stay up. And in my case, I stayed up. But in my dream, I was thinking about I had a dream about somebody asked me about the list of like the fuck's my mouth. Nut pistachios. I was eating pistachios before. I'm a little freak talking about nut getting nut. And I had a dream about
pistachios.
The list.
Stop being so hard to open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But somebody's like, because in my old phone, I had a list of like, you know, girls I had like slept with or something. Because like, I think every guy in college does on my old phone.
Yep.
And so now I was like, where's that list? What is that number? I don't know what the number is. After a certain number, I stopped counting. So this morning I just laid in bed and then I just off memory, I just wrote as many as I could. And then I went through my Instagram of like who I follow. And then I was like, oh yeah, we had a little fling one night in college. Oh yeah, we had a little one night thing. And this is just the first thing I did. Didn't get out of bed to pee yet. Didn't get a coffee. No water. I'm just laying in bed, my eyes all crusty. And I'm like, who got this nut?
Why did you feel like you needed to know the number?
I was just curious. It was just like a curious. It's like, you know, when you're watching, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or some shit, and like they don't answer. Oh, fucking, this is a terrible example. But there's been so many times where, or like when you're talking to a friend, you're like, yeah, who's the actor in that one movie? And you're like, I don't know. And they're like, this is going to bug me. And then like 3 days later, you're like, John Stamos.
Yeah.
That was that for me.
Okay.
Because now I'm going to go back into that dream, find whoever I was talking to and be like, and number.
So where are we at?
49. I'm not feeling like that's a little low.
49.
Because some of them should count as two.
Why? Because they fat.
Jesus. No. Because they were double the points of me. If I'm an average 5 and she was a 10, that's two of them.
Let me ask you this real quick. The level of lady that you got prior to having internet fame was what?
What number was I at?
No, the level, I'm saying. I guess my overall question, you know where I'm going.
Yeah,
do you
yeah.
think the level of lady increased drastically because of the blue check? Had
yeah.
to?
Yeah.
Had to?
Yeah. I mean,
so you
it's just the attention of you are now suddenly like, oh, maybe he's a little hot. What is it about him? The blue check mark, I'll tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah, isn't it so funny that like if like people weren't famous, like you see people on TV and everyone's like, oh my God, I'm talking about blah, blah, blah. If that person worked at Kroger,
yeah,
you'd be like, yuck.
Dude, Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé, he getting hosed, guaranteed. Actually, I don't know, but probably. I mean, it's just like when I really started to notice, it was like probably like my like junior, senior year of college.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I think I was just like more known in the fraternity I was in. I was coming off this like Vine fucking quote unquote like career or whatever. And I think I was just like a confident guy in the fraternity. So it was more like, oh, that's so and so. And then that kind of yeah. rolled into LA where I wasn't shit for like, you know, 2.5 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
And then the number started to pick up and suddenly you get DMs from girls who don't even follow you. And you're just like, please ruin my world. And, you know.
What is a DM that you receive that you were like, I am hard. I don't know if you can say name. What's the page number? You can say
names. I don't know if there's even names. But there's just been shit where girls will just be like, just very blunt, be like, you can rail me at any given day. Like, just horny shit. Or there's one time I was looking up this girl for a little bit and she would just send me like, you know, on Twitter, there's just porn randomly. Mm-hmm. Twitter, when they were making Twitter, they're like, okay, fake news, ban it. Political stuff, ban it. All right, you can get banned for that. Porn on the feed,
eh. Dude, I have seen like men put their heads in women's buttholes
yeah.
on Twitter.
And it's crazy.
It's 6 a.m.
Yeah, people write you out. It'll be like, Michael liked this tweet. And it's just some dude getting fisted by a flashlight.
It is so funny when you like... when like a hot girl, like you're looking at her like Instagram, whatever, and then you look at who it follows you and you're like, this horny motherfucker follows this girl?
Oh, bro, there's this one dude, he replies to every girl who shows any bit of skin and he just goes, looking fine, lovely, I would love a piece of that. I'm like, when has that ever worked?
Never.
When has a girl ever been like, what'd you just comment? You are my husband now. Yeah.
My tits.
But this girl, she would just send me like sexual like videos on Twitter and be like, me and you, this could be you and I. And I'm just like, oh.
Sometimes
it's not.
Sometimes it's too much.
Yeah.
When I feel like I love like overly like sexual.
What's a tweet you got where you're like hard?
Dude, honestly, there's been a lot. There's been a lot where I'm like, oh my fucking God. There was this Snapchat that I got literally like 2 days ago where I never check Snapchat ever. Even Same. If I get one, I just never, it's not in my like thought process to check. So I just randomly checked Snapchat a couple days ago and this girl sent me some shit. She was in lingerie and she was like in the mirror, like just like she got on the ground and then like arched her back. And I couldn't see her face. I didn't know who it was. And I need to jerk off now. Who is this woman? Who is this woman? And then I wrote back. I go, hey, who are you? Hot, whatever I said. Who are you? And she was like, oh, like, I just saw you on the Explorer, blah, 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 blah. Like, why don't you send me a picture? Why don't you, like, send me a selfie? And I was like, no. this is a scam.
Yeah. So you jerked off to a robot is what you're trying to say.
Well, I jerked off to someone who stole a video of someone and fucking sent it to me. 100%.
That's crazy because that person out there in the world just has no idea they're getting JO'd to and they're just living their free life. They're just walking around just being getting jerked off to.
Do you think those women that post that type of shit on Instagram, like, they have to be fully aware that men are just like...
That's got
to
be weird.
Jacking off.
I mean, we got enough listeners that somebody's listening to this podcast while they... themselves.
They've told us.
Oh, yeah.
There's been a lot of people that have been told us. There's a lot of people that told me that they listen to it as a couple and then fuck while they're listening to it.
That's so weird.
So we have had a foursome. I just want to let you know that.
Damn, so my number isn't what I said it was.
Your number's probably 4,000.
God damn, my dick crazy.
Damn, you got a dick game like a goddamn ninja. Oh, shit. Hi-ya, motherfucker. Hi-ya.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a random way to wake up, you know. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I want to work out. Sometimes I just want to lay in bed. But today I was like, let me just recall. And then I was going down memory lane. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she was cool. I liked her. Oh, yeah.
She
smelled bad.
I can't remember, dude. My brain.
Well, like, I told you, I went down because, like, I still follow all the people from, like, my hometown and my college on Instagram. It's
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, which I can't wait for the day to unfollow them. But I just don't want to be like, oh, wow, he's an asshole. But, like,
right,
you know,
because right,
there are some people in there that I enjoy. But some people I'm just like, what the hell?
Yeah, but there's been a bunch of, like, randoms, right? Where you, like, don't follow them. You meet
them
at a club
or
there's
like
bar or whatever.
Dude, there's so many random times where it'll be like, years ago I was either on set for some random shit or you meet somebody at a party and what's your Instagram, I'll follow you, and you're like, word, and then you never see that person again.
Right.
What is the value of that?
I don't know. It's just it is some social value to be followed. It's you feel like accepted or whatever.
Yeah, but also it's just like sometimes you know you're never gonna talk to that person again and you're like, dude, what's your IG, and you're just like, oh, fuck. That happened. I was just on this like short film last week and this dude's like, yo, what's your IG, man? He didn't know like I did any of this entertainment shit. He's like, you act? I was like, yeah, yeah. So what's your IG? And he goes, 1.5 mil. Whoa, what are you, dude? Hot man. I was like, I don't. And then I just stood there and I was like, yeah, I'll follow you back tonight. Nah,
can't, shouldn't. But there's been, yeah, there's so many times, dude, where people are like, it's just like comics do it too. Comics are like, they meet you like, yo, what's your IG, man? I'll follow you. And then because it's a comic, you sort of have to follow him back.
Yeah, it's a coworker thing.
You have to.
Yeah, that's
because you're going to see him in a week and a half at the improv and it's going
to
be weird.
And he's like, or they'll like say something to mention that they followed you. They'll be like, yo, your IG the other day was hilarious. And you're like, oh, thanks. Yeah, that story you posted, we said swipe up. I did that because I follow you. Hilarious. And you're like, cool, you follow me? And they're like, yeah, I follow you. And you're just like, oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.